Today's shir is Masechba Mitzid Daf Kufir Aleph, and we will begin in Daf Kufir on the base, two lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. We continue learning the halachas of Loisolim Pulascha Sochir, the one should not hold back from paying his employees in a proper, timely fashion. Says the Braisa, Haimel Chaveroi, if somebody asks someone, say Schar Li Pa'alim, go hire workers on my behalf. Shneim ayna over mishum baltalim. Both of them aren't over baltalim. Both the employer and his messenger. Zelafilo shlasachron. The employer is not over because he wasn't the one to actually hire these individuals. Bezelafishayim pulasay etzloi. And this one because they don't work for him. And as the Rishonim asked the question, why don't we apply the concept here of Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai? And therefore, even though I didn't hire these people to work for me directly, I hired them through a Shliach, but isn't Shliach Shaladim Kamaisai? So some Rishonim say that it's a Gzeres HaKosef. The Pasuk says, Losolim Tzchar Tzachu Itcha, specifically when I hired them. If someone else hired them, they're my workers. Another Pshat that I saw is that when a worker is hired by an employer, the worker relies on the employer to pay him in the proper fashion. But when he knows that the individual who hired him is not the employer, the relationship and the attitude is different. He doesn't come to rely on it, and that's why there's no issue of loisolim. Another pshat, it's the same, just the other way looking at it, is that a worker who wasn't hired directly by the employer doesn't have the status of a poel, of a real worker that you have to pay according to these rules. Of course, you have to pay him according to these rules, you just don't have the issa of loisolim. In fact, as Taisha says, and we'll discuss this opinion in a moment, that even though there is no issue of loisolim in this situation, as we learned at the end of Shir yesterday, there's another lav that the Rabbanan established about Tasha, that you're not allowed to delay paying. That applies even when you're hired through a shliach. Also, machlokes rishonim, if the worker did not indicate, the messenger did not indicate that he's a messenger, will there be baltalin or not? I actually saw the mefarshim use this gemara to explain a famous concept. The gemara says, many places, schar mitzvah by high al maleka. Somebody does mitzvahs, learns Torah in this world, the schar, the reward is not in this world. And the question is, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills everything that it says in the Torah. And we're learning that you have to pay. So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us our reward in this world? So they answer, because we're learning now that if somebody is hired through a messenger, then you don't get, there is no din about tolin. We got the Torah not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we got it from Moshe Rabbeinu. But then the question comes up, but what about Moshe Rabbeinu? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard the Torah and mitzvahs directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get his reward in this world? So Mefarshim answer. The Gemara says, I think, in Masech Saita, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Oymin HaMashamish. Moshe Rabbeinu still continues to do his work. And we learned previously, and we'll learn it again, that one isn't obligated to pay his worker until he finishes the job. The job isn't finished. So the Mefarshim explained, the Chinuch Satayra explains, with this we could understand another Gemara. The Gemara says, "En Yisrael nizoinim el b'schar hamuna." What we do have in this world is because we have a muna. Why specifically a muna? So he answers, we know that the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, after they heard the two first Dibros of the Saras HaDibros, of Anoichi V'Lio Yelecha, they heard them directly from Hashem, then they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabar ata imanu v'loy namus, that you should speak directly to us because we will perish hearing it from Hashem. So it comes out that the mitzvah of Amunah we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There we can't say it went through a messenger. It went through directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we hear from the employer itself, you have to pay immediately. That's why if you have Amunah for that mitzvah, you get paid in this world. So ask the Gemara Hechidami, exactly what is the situation? If the messenger says that he's going to be responsible for the wages, schar alav. Who? Then he has to pay. And he should be obligated to the lav a batalin. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Hasoichas apoy lasus b'shaloi. If I hire you to work for me, and when I come to show you the job you need to do, v'arei b'shol chaveroi, I point out somebody else's field. Dalochis noisle schar m'sholim. You did what I asked you to do, so I have to pay your full wages. And now, v'chayz v'noit m'balabayis. Now you go and turn around and take what you paid from the person that owns the field. And there are halachas, which we don't have time for today. How much will the owner have to pay? Will he have to pay what I paid? Will he have to pay the fair market value of these employees? If I paid them more because they did a great job, will he have to pay that? But that's not for today's shir. V'chayz v'noit m'balabayis, ma shehen oisoy. So what is the situation? Answers the Gemara, Letzricha de Omalai Schachem al Balabayas. I hired the workers, but I made it very clear that they're not working for me, they're working for the employer, and that he will be responsible for the wages. And in fact, says the Gemara, Yehuda Bamarema Omalai Lashamai, Yehuda Bamarema would tell his assistant, Zil Agali Palim, go hire workers on my behalf, the Emalai Schachem al Balabayas, and make it very clear that the responsibility is on somebody else. And like that, we won't have an issue about tolling. And the Gemara similarly says, Mreimu Mazutra, Agri Lahadodi. Mreimu Mazutra, if they would need workers, would hire workers for each other to avoid the Baal Tolin issue. So as Taisus, as the Marshal, explains Taisus, says as follows. As we've been learning, there are two Isurim. There's an Isur Baal Tolin, and there's this, which is Isur Deraisa, actually, and there's a Lav Baal Tasha. They have very different rules. Baal Tolin is only the first morning. Baal Tolin doesn't apply if you didn't hire the worker directly. But Baal Tolin does apply even if you got busy with something else. If you didn't pay your worker in a timely fashion, even though you were preoccupied, you're over. Baal Tasha has, you are over even if you hired him through a messenger, even past the first day. But Baal Tasha has a dispensation that if you get preoccupied, you won't be over with Baal Tasha. Says the Gemara, another Gemara, very relevant, La Loch Lamaisa. Am Rav Barafuna, Hani Shukid Sura, Le Avri Mishab Baal Tolin. The way it worked was they used to have a market. And when the market opened, that's when people were able to sell their merchandise. Until then, they weren't able to. Because people made the Yadi, the Yadim the Shimcha Samichi. When I work for an employer who sells his items in that shuk, I know that he doesn't have money available prior to that. And therefore, he's not over about Tolin, because I'm not expected to get paid till he has money. Abim Shimbat Tasha Vadi Oiver. And the way Rashi explains Mishimbat Tasha Vadi Oiver is as follows. I was hired by you, and I know that you have to sell your merchandise in order to be able to pay me. So until you pay me, there's no issue. Until that day comes, there is no issue. But let's say you, Baruch Hashem, have money, and you still, so there's no Baal Tolin, but let's say you have money and you still don't pay me, this Baal Tasha will apply. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. There's a Machloikis, Rashi in the Meiri, as follows. And this is very relevant, La'aloch L'maisa. Most people who work at jobs don't get paid every day. They don't even get paid every week. When they get hired, they're told they'll be paid every second Friday. So let's say this person is hired, and he's told, I'm going to pay you every second Friday. Now, the job got done every day when you finish your job. If you didn't get paid the Friday you were supposed to get paid, is the employer over Baal Tolin or not? Rashi says no. Since it's not the day you worked, there's no more Baal Tolin. Miri disagrees. The Miri says if your payday is every second Friday, if you're not paid on that day, there is Baal Tolin. Also, I saw a very interesting shaila. Rabbi Yoshev and many poskim discussed the shaila. What happens if somebody is a koil younger man? He learns a koil. Is he, and he doesn't get paid, or Rebbe doesn't get paid. Is there an issue of Baal Tolin? Many poskim say, why are they different than anyone else? And certainly, if they're not paid in a timely basis, fashion, there's Baal Tolin. Rabbi Yoshev says a very big chiddush. Rabbi Yoshev says, we know that really you're not supposed to get paid for learning or for teaching Torah. The only reason somebody who learns or teaches Torah is allowed to get paid is schar b'teila, that he could have been doing something else in that time and he's learning. He says, where is there a halacha about Tolin? The halacha batalon applies, he says, when you're getting paid wages for a job. But if your entire basis of payment is only schar b'teila, there is no iser about talon. And in fact, as we explore this issue about talon, there's a very fundamental shaila that we need to understand. How are we to understand this din? Are we to understand it that it's a financial obligation? It's a financial obligation that an employer has to pay his employee, and not only does he have to pay him what he's supposed to pay him in a timely fashion. Or is it a din? It's an isr. L'may nafkamina. So I'll give you two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, could an employee waive? In other words, let's say I see it's hard for my boss to pay me today. I don't want him to be over an isr, so I'm meichel. Can I be meichel? If it's a financial issue, if it's din amamnis, so halacha is you could be meichel amamnis. It's no different than if you owe me money and I could tell you, you know what, don't bother. I forgive you the debt. But if it's a din isser, then you can't be meichelit. Or what would be the halacha if the employee passed away and now you have to pay his children? So if it's a din amamnis, so the children are owed the money in the place of the father. If it's a din of isser, the isser is only to the worker, not to someone else. Says the Gemara. Schir Shas, the Mishnah learned, Goyva Kolay Laila V'Kolay Yoyim. And as we learned yesterday, we said we're going to explain this now in the Gemara. Amar Rav, explains Rav. Schir Shas the Yoyim, Goyva Kolay Yoyim. As the Miri explains, the Gemara here is referring to, let's say I do a job for you from 9 to 12 in the morning. I finish the job at 12 o'clock, so says Rav that you have to pay me before the day is up. Schir Shas the Laila. And similarly, let's say I work for you at night, at the beginning of the night, you have to pay me up before the night is up. Schir shas de laila, goy v'kol alayla. Shmuel amar, schir shas de yoyim, indeed, goy v'kol alayim. However, schir shas de laila, goy v'kol alayla v'kol alayim. If you work for me at night, then I have all the rest of the night and the rest of the day to pay you. Why? Because as we know, in Jewish law, the day doesn't end until the end of the day. So if I worked for you by night, or you worked for me by night, I don't really owe you the money till the day is up, which is at the end of the day. And the Mefarshim go on to explain. Really, we learned in the Mishnah that if I work for you by day, you could pay me the next night. Why only the next night? Isn't the day over only after the day is over? The answer is really you should have been paid the day you worked. Just you're not paid, as we learned at the end of the shiur yesterday, until you finish the job. So you can't pay him that day. So the Torah extended it to that night and no more. Ask the Gemara Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Schir Shas Goy V'Kol Alayla V'Kol Hayoyim. And isn't the Mishnah referring to a situation where I worked for you part of the night, and the Mishnah is teaching us, like Shmuel, not to Yufta the Rav, not like Rav. Rav says you have to be paid up at the end of the night. Shmuel says you can be paid up the next day. Amlach Rav, explains Rav, Lutzdadim Ketani. You have to understand that the Mishnah is speaking about two separate cases. Schir Shas the Yoyim, if I work for you a couple of hours by day, teaches us the Mishnah, Goy V'Kol Hayoyim, you have to pay me before the day is up. Schir Shas the Laila, if I work for you a couple of hours of night, Goy V'Kol Hayoyim, you have to pay me before the night is up. Asking him another question. We learned at the end of our Mishnah, Tanan, Hayu Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh. I worked for you on a weekly basis, monthly basis, Schir Shana, yearly basis, Schir Shvu, a 7-year basis, Yotze B'Yoyim, if the job ended by day, Goy V'Kol Hayoyim, you have to pay me up by the time the day is up. Yotze B'Layla, if the job ended by night, Goy V'Kol Hayoyim, V'Kol Hayoyim. So here too it says clearly that if you worked a couple hours into the night, like Shmuel said, you could pay me up by the time the day is up, not that you have to pay me up by the time the night is over. How will Rav explain our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Amlach Rav, Tanaihi. Rav agrees that this question is a machloik, this issue that he's been debating with Shmuel is actually a machloikis tanum. The Tanya, Schir Shas de Yoim, Goy V'Kol Hayoyim, Schir Shas de Laila, Goy V'Kol Alayla, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav is concurring with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Schir Shas de Yoim, Goy V'Kol Hayoyim, Schir Shas de Laila, Goy V'Kol Alayla. The Kalayoyim. So Shmuel is concurring with Reb Shimon and Rav with Reb Yehuda. So now we have a machloikis, how to understand the previous piece of Gemara. In In the previous Gemara, the Gemara asked a question from the Mishnah on Rav, and the Gemara said, let's start the Ketani. So some of Farshim say we don't have to have that teretz. Because not a Rav said that his opinion is according to Rabbi Yehuda, we could say that the Mishnah that we asked the Kasha on Rav isn't following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it's following Rabbi Shimon's opinion, and that's why it's not a Kasha on Rav. Some Mefarshim, however, still retain the previous teretz. They have a raya, because the Mishnah doesn't use the word Ella. The Gemara doesn't use the word Ella. Why? Because Rav wants to be able to explain the Mishnah that it should be able to follow his opinion, not that we should have a teretz that requires Rav to say that the Mishnah isn't following his opinion. Continues the Gemara, Mikan Amru, and as Duran explains, now that we learned that even if I work for you a couple of hours, and in the morning or in the evening, according to Rav, and there's only a couple of hours left to the day, you, the employer, have to make sure to pay me up before the day is over, before the night is over. So from here we see the seriousness of paying someone on a timely fashion. We can now understand, says the Gemara, the following Gemara. The Gemara says, Kala kaivischas sachir, if somebody withholds paying an employee in a timely fashion, over b'shemus hey shemus halalu, there's possibly five laven that he could be over the essay, and he could be over an essay. What are they? Mishum bal tashik esreyecha, or mishum bal tigzoil, or mishum bal tashik schir ani, or mishum bal talin, or mishum biyoyim titin tzcharei, or mishum loy sava lava shemesh. All these psukim speak about paying workers in a timely fashion. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara started that you could be over five laven. But ask the Gemara, how do you ikka b'yoyma leka b'layla? And the ikka b'layla leka b'yoyma. Some of these psukim speak about work people who are working by day, and some of these psukim are people who are working by night. So how can we say that you're over all five? They're not talking to the same situation. Answers the Gemara, I'm Rav Chisda, shame schirs palma. Absolutely, says Rav Chisda. It's not that you're over all five laven. All these laven speak to people getting paid on time. Now you have to look at the particular circumstances and determine which laven apply to those circumstances. Ask the Gemara. We said that two of the laven, somebody is over if he doesn't pay his workers in a timely fashion, are batashik and batikzail. Ask the Gemara, Ezu Oishik Vezu Gezel. What is Oishik and what is Gezel? Amrav Chizda, Leich Vishuv, Leich Vishuv. If the worker comes to collect his pay, and I keep on telling, come back another time, Zel Oishik. Yeshlech Biyadi. But if on the other hand, I tell the worker, yes, I owe you money. However, Veni Noisenlach, I refuse to pay you, Zel Gezel. And as the Rishonim explained, based on what we learned in Masechet Baba Kama, we know a Gazlan is always somebody who's considered a chutzpahnik. Like the Gemara always says in Baba Kama, a gazlan is somebody who steals in front of the victim. A ganef does it surreptitiously. The same here. A gazlan says, yesh lecha biyadi, I owe you the money. I'm not giving it to you. That's a chutzpah. That's a gazlan. The other person isn't denying. He just tries to push you off. Lech v'shuv, come back. Mask of Rav Sheshes asks Rav Sheshes, on this interpretation of Gazlan and Oishik, it says in a Braisa, Ezu Oishik Shekhaiv Lov Torah Karbin. The Torah says that if somebody swears falsely, that he says he did not do Oishik, and then afterwards he admits that he lied under all oath, and he has to bring a Karbin Osham, what is the situation? Dumi the Kapakadin. It's like a situation of a Pakadin, the Kakofer Lemaminah, that he completely denies. What's the case by Bikadin? Where you say I have your item and I deny it, I swear falsely, and then I admit that I did. But here there was no denial. So how can we say Oishik means Leich Vashuv? By Leich Vashuv, there is no denial. Elam Rav Sheshes, Nesati Loch, if I tell you I paid you, I didn't pay you, but I lie. So, and then afterwards, I admit that I lied. Zeh Oishik. Yesh lach biyadi, veina nosalach, but let's say I say, here Rav Sheshes maintains Rav Chisda's interpretation regarding Gezel, that if I say, yesh lach biyadi, I owe you the money, veina nosalach, so Gezel. Ask the Gemara, maskul abaya, how can we interpret gezel to mean that I admit that I owe you the money, I'm just not paying it? We know that the Gemara says regarding pikadon, regarding the chiv carbon osher by gezel of the pikadon, ezu gezel shechayvel of tarbin dumi the pikadon bina the kakafalim amayna. So again, we see that gezel requires denial, and here is no denial. I'm just saying I don't want to pay you. Answers the Gemara. El Amar Abaya. So Abaya reinterprets what gezel means. If I say you come to me for your salary, I tell you I don't know who you are. You never worked for me. That is oishik. Nesatilach. But if I tell you I paid you already, zeu gezel. And as the Mefarshim explained, following what we said earlier, the Shita says this pshat. By oishik, I say I paid you. By oishik, I say you never worked for me. Something that I'm eventually going to get caught, because people saw you working for me. Gazlan is a much higher level, because I'm not denying that you worked for me. I say I paid you. Like we always say, gazlan is a higher level of chutzpah than oishik. Ask the Gemara, or sheshes maishna oishik to kashalai, or maishna gazel to kashalai. Let's review what we've learned in this Gemara. The Gemara began with Rav Chisda giving an interpretation of what Oishik means and what Gezel means. Rav Sheshes were disturbed with Rav Chisda's interpretation of Oishik. Why? Because Rav Chisda's interpretation of Oishik did not have any component of denial. And Oishik means denial. That's why Rav Sheshes reinterpreted Oishik. But then Rav Chisda's interpretation of Gezel also did not have any component of denial. And in fact, that was the question that Abaya asked. But why, when Rav Sheshes was bothered with what Rav Chisda said, was he only bothered with Rav Chisda's interpretation of Oishik, because it didn't have any denial in it, and he wasn't bothered with Rav Chisda's interpretation of Gezel, that didn't have any denial in it? If Oishik and Gezel require denial, and of Chizda's interpretation, neither of Oishik nor of Gezel had a denial component into it, so why didn't he have the same kasha on Gezel, just like he had on Oishik? Answers the Gemara, Amlach. The word Gezel implies the Gezel, the Hadr Kafre, that he stole, and the denial came later. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi. So doesn't the word Oishik mean the same? I feel Oishik Nami doesn't mean the Had the Kafre. So again, why is he not bothered with Oishik as he is with Gezel? Says the Gemara Hachi Hashta. You can't compare the two situations. Let's look at the wording of the Torah, says Rav Sheshes. Bishlam Hasim Ksiv, Oy Begezel. And the word Begezel implies Mechlal, the Oidle Mikari. Now it became Gzela. I admit it, and now I'm stealing. Avagah Oishik doesn't say bi Oishik, it just says the word Eishik, Shashku Kfar, that there was never an admission and a denial, rather it was Oishik from the beginning. Rav Amma, Rav has a much simpler approach to this Gemara. What was our issue that we started this piece of Gemara? That the Torah speaks about Oishik and Gezel, and we want to know what the difference between Oishik and Gezel is. Rav says, Zeh Oishik, Zeh Gezel. Gezel and Oishik are identical. So why did the Torah say two psukim? The law mechilken akosuf, lava lo b'shnei lavim. That if somebody does this, if somebody cheats his worker, then he's chayiv for two lavim. And I never saw this before, a beautiful vart from the Chinuch. He says many times we find in the Gemara that the Gemara says that if you do an aveira, you're chayiv two lavim. And the Chinuch explains, what is the Torah meaning? He says the Torah is not trying to be strict. You know what? You're not going to get one punishment. You're going to get two punishments. He says it's a entirely different perspective. The perspective, says the Chinuch, is the Torah is trying to help us avoid doing aveiras. If a person knows that if he does this aveira, not only will he be over one lav, he'll be over two lavin, that will be a deterrent from him doing the aveira. And the Torah wants to deter us from doing the aveira. That's what the Torah said, two lavin. Or he goes on to say, if a person maybe would want to do the Aveira, but now he recognizes that there are two lavin involved, and he doesn't do the Aveira, he doesn't do two lavin, he'll get so much more schar. The Torah wants to give us that extra schar. Says the Mishnah. Echetzkar Adam, whether you hire an employee, Vechetzkar Behemo, or you hire an animal, Echetzkar Kalim, or you rent the Kali, Yesh Be Biyoyma Titan Tzcharai, you have the obligation to pay in a timely fashion, Vyesh Boy, Mishum Loisolam Pula Sacher Itchad Biker. So the Rishayim ask, the Mishnah speaks about a person, about Behemoth and Kalim. What about rent? If I rent a piece of property, and I don't pay in a timely fashion, what is the halacha? So the machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say the karka has the same din as all these other items. Other rishonim say that karka is not included. But I saw that the paiskim suggest, what about if I rent, which is a more common situation, I rent an apartment, and I don't pay my rent in a timely fashion, and my oivad is lav and olat. So they say that since it's bechlal, a shaila, if there's lo solon on property, and a house started off as materials that were tallish, that were not connected to the ground, they were just built onto the ground, certainly not paying rent in a timely fashion, most paiskim suggest you're over all of these lav. Amosai says the Gemara, when are you over? Bezman shetovai. If my worker came to me and he asked for his wages and I didn't give it to him, then I'm over. However, loy toiva, if he didn't ask, ain't oiva love. Why? Because we assume, as I said earlier in the shir, that he's meichel me. And since he's meichel, there's no isser about tolin. But there's a gevaldig gevart from the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Avos Chesed. He says, sometimes an employee won't ask me for his salary because he doesn't need it, or he knows I'm in a tough situation, so he's meichel. Sometimes he doesn't ask because he's embarrassed to ask. He says, our Mishnah is not talking about the person who didn't ask because he's embarrassed to ask. Certainly, if the worker didn't ask only because he's embarrassed to ask, I'm over batalim. Also, the Paiskim say, based on this Mishnah, this halacha will also apply to a chayv. We know, priest bal chayv mitzvah. You have to pay your debts in a timely fashion. So the Paiskim say, based on this Mishnah, that if I owe someone money and the person doesn't come to ask for the money I owe him, again, under the same conditions as our Mishnah, I will not be over that mitzvah that I have to pay in a timely fashion. Not to suggest that you shouldn't pay your debts in a timely fashion. I'm just talking about the mitzvah. Of his money, let's say the time... No, I'm sorry. Socher b'zmanah nishvah v'noitel. Let's say the worker comes to me and says, I want my salary. And I say, I think I paid you. So the halacha is... He makes a shvua, we'll discuss this more in tomorrow's shir. He makes a shvua, and he collects the salary. However, avos manai, if when he asks for the salary, he's already past the time that the salary was due, then the halach is different. And we'll explain why tomorrow in a nizva v'naitel. Im yesh edim shetavai, however, if there are edim that he's asking for the salary, even if it's past the time that the salary is due, then normally the halach is Ein a nishba v'naitel, but if there are edim, hareiz a nishba v'naitel. Continues the Mishnah, ger toishiv, yesh b'mishum b'yoy metitin tzcharoi, v'ein b'mishum leitzon pula socher ad baikam. The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah brings three opinions, who is a ger toishiv. One opinion we'll learn, a ger toishiv is an individual who's a goy, but was mekabel on himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. Another opinion is he's a goy, who accepted upon himself to follow properly the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The third opinion is that he follows all the mitzvahs besides Kashrus. He eats Nevelis and Treifus. Mani Masnisen. Ask the Gemara, who is the Tanav HaMishnah? It seems it's Loi Tanakam de Mechecha. It's not the Tanakam of the Brice that begins with a Mechecha, though we're going to learn the Brice in a moment. For Loi Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And nor is it Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who's quoted in that Brice. Ask the Mamaihi, what does that Brisa say that we're trying to understand whose opinion does our Mishnah reflect? The Tanya, Machecha, Prat Lacherim. The Din of Leisolon doesn't apply by Goyim. Gercha, Zeg, Ger Tzedek. It does apply by Ger Tzedek. Ask Tosfos, why do I need a Pasuk to teach me that a Ger Tzedek is included in the Din of Leisolon? A Ger Tzedek is a full-fledged Jew. Why should I think he's not? So Tosfos says, because the pasuk begins with the words mi'achecha, which I would think means some of your brothers, there's a din of loisolin, but not all of your brothers. So who would I think maybe to exclude? The Ger Tzedek. That's one Pshat Taisva says. Another way, very similar, we would maybe explain the word Mechecha mean Mimufcha Shebachecha, from the best of your brothers. A Ger Tzedek who wasn't born as a Jew is not Mufcha Shebachecha, and maybe should not be included. That's why I need a Pasuk to teach me that he is included. B'sharecha Zo'eichel Nuvelis. That a Ger Toshiv is included. Eli Elischar Odom. I only know that this din applies when a person is working for us. Menayin l'rabbis v'heim of a kalim. How do we know that by the kalim, v'heim of a kalim, have the same din? Tamaloymer kol shvatzecha. Anything that's in your land. V'heim of a kalim are in your land. V'kuran ovrim b'kol ha'shemus halalu. All of these people that we just identified that are in this category of this lav and this mitzvah are over and all of the lavin. The Kan Amru, and therefore the halacha according to the Tanakam is Echet Schar Adam, Vechet Schar Behema, Vechet Schar Kalim, Yeshboi Mishum Beyomit Tetin Scharai, Yeshboi Mishum Baal Tom Ul Sachar. Clearly, it's not following our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah that these people only have Beyomit Tetin Scharai, not like Solom Palasar Chachim. So our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of the Tanakam. Further says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Yehuda continues the Braisa. What is his opinion? Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer, Ger Toshiv Yesh by Mishum B'Yom Titan Scharai. The din of Yom Titan Scharai applies by Ger Toshiv. However, Vein by Mishum Lo Solon. The Hema, the Kalim, Ein by El Mishum Ba Pashik Bilvad. The only lav that applies by Behem of a Kalim, if you don't pay them properly, is the lav that we discussed on Amr Aleph. Of Loi Sashik. So now ask the Gemara. After we've identified the opinion of these two Tanoim, Mani, who does our Mishnah continue to follow? Itanakama de Mechecha, if we're going to say it's Tanakama, Kasha Ger Toshiv. Where our Mishnah says that Ger Toshiv only has the din of B'yoy Metit and Scharoi, and the Tanakama says that a Ger Toshiv has all of the rules. Both Biyamatit and Scharai and the Lav of Baal Tolan. E Rabbi Yossi, if we're going to try to say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Behem of a Kalim. Where our Mishnah says that the din of Baal Tolan applies by Behem of a Kalim, Rabbi Yossi says that Behem of a Kalim are excluded from Baal Tolan. So our Mishnah is not consistent with either of these two opinions. So we have to identify who is the Tana of our Mishnah. Amirava, hi Tana. Tana de Berav Shmuel. The Tana of our Mishnah is the Tana de Berav Shmuel. The Tana de Berav Shmuel, Echet Schar Adam, Vachet Schar Behema, Vachet Schar Kalim, whether it's a person or it's an animal or it's Kalim, Yesh Boy, Mishim Beyamitit and Scharoi, Umishim Lai Solon, clearly similar to what we learned in our Mishnah. Furthermore, says the Tana de Berav Shmuel, Ger Toshv Yesh Mishim Beyamitit and Scharoi, So our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Tana Beir Bishmal. Now that we have these three opinions, the Gemara is going to try to analyze the basis of every one of these Tanoim, how they reached their opinion. Says the Gemara, "My Tam the Tanacham Me'achecha, Gom Sacher Sacher." He learns a Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher. It says here L'Sashik Sacher. And it says there, regarding a schir yoim, l'son pulis socher, just like by here, it includes ger toshiv, the pasuk says ger toshiv, and speaks about behem of a kalim, there too, we're going to say it's speaking about behem of a kalim. Rav Yosef Yehuda that doesn't learn that gzer shavar, like gom esacher socher. I saw two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat in the Rishonim, we said many times, you can't learn your own Gzer Shava. A Gzer Shava is something that you learned from your Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's Rebbe never taught him this Gzer Shava. Another pshat is that for Gzer Shava to be effective, the words have to be superfluous. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, these words aren't superfluous, that they should be available to teach us a Gzer Shava. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda lo gom esacher socher. Says the Gemara, Ned lo gom esacher socher. Why should they, why are they chayif? Tanur of Chananya, Amakra, Velosaval of Hashemesh, Kianuhu. Mishem Boim with Deyanias Vashiris, says the Gemara, somebody who could become rich, somebody who could become poor, he is passable to have the din of Basalim, according to this Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Yotzbeim Vakalim, Shem Boim with Deyanias Vashiris. Ask the Gemara, Tanakama, Haiki Anu, my Avalei. He obviously includes them, Ba'im of Kalim. So what's he going to do with the words Kianuhu? Answers the Gemara, Bibari lahagdim ani la'asha. That if you have two workers, who gets paid, and you don't have enough money, who should you pay first? You have to pay the poor person first. A poor person, the Pais can say, if somebody has to be, it's not just that you start comparing, it's a very important halacha. It's not we just start looking at the bank book, the saving account of all my workers. What it means is that let's say one is an oni that he's halachically qualified to collect staka, and the other one is not qualified to collect staka, the oni comes before the usher. Why would be the halacha if both of them are aniyim, or both of them are shirim, and you just don't have enough money to pay everyone's salary? So the halacha is you should pay them proportionally with what you have. That we learn from the pasuk of Ani ve'Evyon, the Tanakama, that he already has a pasuk to teach us Ani before Asher. What's he going to do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Had lehagdim Ani la'Asher, v'had lehagdim Ani le'Evyon. And Evyon is a person who's very poor, even poorer than an Ani. So Ani comes before an Asher, and the Ani also comes before an Evyon. Why does an Ani come before an Evyon? Because an Evyon, I saw two pshatim. One pshat is an Evyon is accustomed to living with no money. An Ani isn't that bad off that he's accustomed. But the pshat that most Rishonim says as follows. An Ani is a poor person, but he's not a person that collects tzedakah. An Evyon is a person who's poor and is already collecting tzedakah. So if you have these two individuals, the Ani and the Evyon, and their boss can't pay their salary, the Ani comes before the Evyon because the Ani is not going to go collect staka and he'll be left with nothing. He'll be left destitute. The Evyon, unfortunately, is already accustomed to collect staka and he'll go collect staka, and that's why you should pay the Ani before the Evyon. And the Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that two psukim, one pasuk to tell me that the Ani comes before the Asher and another pasuk to tell me that the Ani comes before the Evyon? V'tzricha. We need both psukim. The Ashmi in an Evyon, if I only had the pasuk of Evyon, Mishum, as we said, Lakasla Mitve. The Evyon isn't embarrassed to collect staka. And therefore, pay the Ani before the Evyon. Aval Asher, the Kasla Mitve. The Asher is embarrassed to ask even his boss for a salary. He's a wealthy man. He's not that desperate. Amaloi, maybe he should come before the Ani. Miashmin Asher, Mishum, the Latzarchle. He Barakshim has what to live. Aval Evyon, the Tzarchle. Even though he's an Evyon, and the other one's an Ani, but he also needs, he doesn't have anything else, Emeloi, Tzricha. That's why we need a pasuk for Ani before an Asher, and a pasuk for Ani before an Evyon. What will be the halacha, ask the Rishash, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Havas Chesed, if you have an Evyon and an Asher? So each one of them comes with different characteristics. The Evyon can collect staka. The Asher won't collect staka. But the Evyon is more desperate for the money. The Asher isn't so desperate for the money. Who do you pay first? The Gemara doesn't speak about such a situation. So they both say you pay the Evyon first. And the Rishash has a Gevaldig Raya. He says, because if the halacha were that you paid the Asher before the Evyon, then I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that you paid an Ani before the Evyon. If you pay an Asher before the Evyon, then certainly you pay an Ani before an Evyon. So the fact that the halacha is that you pay an Evyon before the Asher leaves us with a question, what should I do with Ani ve'Evyon? And that's why I have a pasuk to teach me that the Ani comes before the Evyon. The Tana of the Don. Now let's try to understand the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana of the Ber Bishmal. Man of Shach. Eyal of Sacher Sacher. If he fouls the Gzer Shav of Sacher Sacher, then he'll get a Toshav Nami. Then all of the halachas that apply to us ought to apply to get a Toshav. Eloyal of Sacher Sacher. If he doesn't have that Gzer Shav, Pehem of a Kalim and Nile. How does he know that these dinim apply to Pehem of a Kalim? Answers the Gemara, Loilam Loyal of Sacher Sacher. He doesn't subscribe to this Gzer Shava. Vishani Hassam, Damakrav lo salam polos socher itcha ad boiker, kosher polosa itcha. And a behemoth of a kelim worked for you. Anybody who worked for you, you have to pay. Ask the Gemara, if that word, itcha, is such a strong word, and that's the basis why our Tana holds that all of the rules that apply by a Jewish worker also apply by a behemoth of a kelim, so it should be the same, then all the rules should also apply by Ger Toshev. Yet the Tana of our Mishnah says that the only din that applies by Ger Toshev is B'yoyim Tita in Scharai, nothing else, answers the Gemara. Yachi Afil Ger Toshev Nami, Amakra Re'echa. The Torah says the word Re'echa, Re'echa V'loi Ger Toshev, coming to exclude Ger Toshev. Ask the Gemara if Re'ech is excluding Ger Toshev, it should also exclude Yehoch HaFil Behem of Kelim Nami, should be excluded by the word Re'ech. Answers the Gemara, Ksev Itcha, that comes to include somebody. So we're saying Itcha includes Behem of Kelim, and Re'ech excludes Ger Toshev. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Mari is L'Rabbis Behem of Kelim. If we're going to include something, and we're going to exclude something, ask the Gemara what points us to prefer to include the behemoth of a kelim, a light ger, and to exclude the ger, toshiv. Maybe we should say the opposite. Maybe include the ger, toshiv, and exclude the behemoth of a kelim. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra behemoth of a kelim havel el rabbis. If we're going to include something, it makes more sense to include the behemoth of kelim. She can yeshdon bekla mamon reecha. They're in that broad category of ger of mamon reecha. However, toshiv ain't a bekla mamon reecha, and that's why I prefer to the Tana of our Mishnah prefers to exclude ger toshiv versus behemoth of kelim. Ask the Gemara. The Tana Kama that. Use the word achecha to teach us this din. Hi, reyecha mayavadle. Answered the Gemara. Hahumi baile leketanya. Vereyecha v'lo amaleika. That there's no din. These dinim don't apply by goy. Ask the Gemara amaleiki that the goyim are excluded mechecha nafka. I already learned that from the word achecha that we learned the top word of this amid. The Amid began with the words, Machecha prat lacherim. Why do I need another laugh? Answers the Gemara, Chad l'mishu oshkoi, v'chad l'mishu gozloi. I need two psukim to permit the oshik and gazel of a goy. V'tzricha. And we need both psukim. V'yashmin and gozloi, v'shum d'loi taruch boy. Gozloi comes easier. Avel oshko de taruch abei, emeloi. V'yashmin oshko v'shum d'loi osel yodei. He didn't yet get it. Avol gozloi de osel yodei emeloi. That's why we need to psukim that both of these dinim don't apply by a amaleki. Just to finish the shir, the Arizal says that the iser, the desire speaks about this iser of loisolin as being a very, very serious avera, which is indicated in our Gemara all the lavin. And the Arizal, the Sfarim say, was careful never to even daven mincha, even if it meant davening mincha late, until he paid all his workers. And the Steichemet says, the word, we quoted this yesterday, b'yoymei toitin tzcharoi, is the word Shabbos. Just like on Shabbos, somebody gets a neshama yaseira, somebody who's careful to pay his workers, b'yoymei toitin tzcharoi, in the proper fashion, is zoicha to the same tzchara, Shabbos, that his neshama grows.